right offhand, I can't call it.
Savannah, maybe.
Savannah, right. But you know, all those places, I don't know why, because I've never seen them. Mm-hmm. I just don't consider them as really big places. Excuse me.
Oh, that's okay. They really may not be all that large. I doubt Savannah's any larger than Montgomery.
Right, because my best friend, when I went to school in Florida, mm-hmm. was from Savannah, Georgia, and of course I've still never been there.
In Louisiana, the two big cities there are
Baton Rouge and New Orleans.
And let's see, the in Ohio, the big city that's in southern Ohio, not Cleveland, but
Columbus.
Not Columbus, but
and it's not Cleveland.
It's where the Reds and the Bengals play, and.
Now you have to give me something else other than that, because I don't even watch football.
It's named for an old classical figure.
I'm gonna be so ashamed.
Cincinnati.
Mm.
It's funny how it's really difficult to get people to say things that you know.
They know.
And if you want to go to the Kentucky Derby, you go to the biggest.
Louisiana. Oh boy. Kentucky.
The big city there.
Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
About how far is your parents? About how far is Birmingham from Montgomery?
I think it's 192 miles exactly. I had to go there with this condition mm-hmm. to the University of Alabama and didn't get anything from it.
Uh-oh.
Nothing.
If somebody asks you to go with them and you're not sure you want to, you might say, I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. You have a very sick friend. He's not likely to get any better. Somebody asks you how he's coming along. You'll say, "Well, it seems
as though this is the end."
Mm-hmm. And if you were asked to go somewhere without your wife or without your husband, you might say, "I won't go
alone."
Mm-hmm. Or let's see, if your daughter or say your son didn't help you with dishes, you might say, "Well, he just went off playing."
And just left them mm-hmm. here.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Say if a man is funny and you like him, you might say, "I like him." Why?
Wait a minute. Say that again.
Say if a man is funny and you like him.
All right. He's mm-hmm. comical, mm-hmm. and I like him. Mm-hmm. Okay. He's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And. You mentioned that you were, I believe, Methodist.
Right.
The other big prominent church in the South is
Baptist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And say, if two people became members, you'd say they did what? They
joined
the
church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And in church, you always pray to
God.
Mm-hmm. And the preacher preaches
a sermon.
Mm-hmm. And you might go to the choir after the service, and you might tell them, "I sure enjoyed
the music
mm-hmm, because it was very
good
mm-hmm. or
very uplifting."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or you could say, you might say it was pretty, or instead of pretty, you might say
it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
And say that you were going to church and you had a flat tire on the way. You might say, "Well, church will be over
soon
mm-hmm. By the time I get there." Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the enemy and opposite of God is
the devil.
Mm-hmm. Any other names for him?
Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Lucifer.
Any kind of joking names or names you might have used as a kid.